I can't be the only person in this world who thinks TV is boring, or should I say, is dead. So if you're with me and you think TV is actually dead, can you please say I
don't believe it.
Well, we'll find out on this show. Welcome to Fans Talk. My name is Banji of Lagos, and I have great people here with me. And yeah, there's someone who is not supposed to be on the show, but apparently he found his way into the show. We'll get to that later. But on this show, we're going to be talking about TV. If TV is still as beautiful as it was back in the days, plus the fact that we're going to be reviewing some nostalgic moment, and we'll be sharing with you some best offer that for your money, especially if you're someone who is mising or economical on what you spend on content that you watch. So you want to sit back, relax as we give you all of this wonderment, plus there's still more to come. Welcome back, guys. This is still Fans Talk. My name is Banji of Lagos. And yes, I told you, I did mention that I have great people in the house. So I'll start with the gentle and prestigious person first. Good girl, please. Let's meet you.
Okay. Good afternoon. Yeah, my name is Mbad.
All right, this is Mbad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mbad, what do you do?
Yeah, I'm an actor, a writer. And prolific. A businessman.
Prolific.
Yeah.
Prolific. Clap. All right, so let's move over to the next person. Well, he's a friend of mine, a friend of ours. This is the second time on my show. Apparently, there's just a thing about my show that keeps coming back. But yeah, let's meet.
Bruv, hold on a second. Before I introduce myself, there's nothing so important about you. Stop making yourself so important in this place. Hello, everyone. My name is Reagan.
Someone is pained.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
My name is Reagan, though. And yes, I do enjoy being on Banji Show most of the time because, you know, we have lots and lots and lots to actually discuss about. And I am a student, a football player, and also a businessman, just like our prestigious brother here.
Everyone is doing business.
Football.
Everyone is doing business. It's fine. All right, so let's get into the topic of the day. TV. Is TV really dead? What's your take in one sentence?
TV is not dead.
No, brother.
Okay. Well, I feel TV is dead, but we'll get to that later. But first, let's kick off the show by playing a game I love to call Name It Challenge. Ooh. So this is how this works. Okay. We're going to be given a set of questions, one question, and we take turn in answering them.
Okay.
We have one question. Take, for instance, name of color. You name color purple, green, pink, peach, whatever you... So you name the color. You cannot say...
My childhood days were rough.
Can I... You see why I said it's not supposed to be on the show. I'm supposed to umpire this thing, so let me finish.
Okay.
All right. So you are supposed you're not supposed to say you can say there's a time. Only my producer Amiola is going to be the timer, and she's going to be the one dishing out the questions. So
what if you stammer?
You want to say something when you stammer, so yes, that's allowed. But you cannot say you cannot say
so I can say I'm in my brain.
And you cannot think more than 10 seconds. You can only say in your brain.
Okay.
All right, so are we ready to go?
Okay.
You're ready, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go. Let's do this. All right, let's have since Mr. Nonso here claimed to be the smartest of all. Let's have you go first.
Okay. So all right. Let's see what the first question is here. And it says, social media influencers. God bless you.
All right. What? So start.
Social media influencers.
All right. Got
Wait. What if I know someone who doesn't?
Yeah. You both cannot say the same words.
Yeah. And
you cannot say the same name.
You can't say the same
name. So if you said it, it's going to be
someone that is like really, you know, well known.
I think we should have another question.
No, this question is
because he's already thinking. We should have started the game already.
You have had more than 20 seconds to think.
No, yes. So it wouldn't be fair. Let's have something.
Let's have someone else.
Please give him someone else. No,
are you defending yourself or you're defending?
No, no. I just want to make it play and simple.
Wait, hold on a second. Give me one. Give me a name.
All right, let's go.
Banji doesn't know.
All right, let's go.
Banji doesn't know.
All right. Popular TV shows in the 90s. I wasn't even born in the 90s.
I'm so joking. Go.
I'm just joking. Tom and Jerry.
All right.
Cartoon Network.
What did you say?
Cartoon Network. Bro, yeah. All right.
Pinky and the Brain.
Ben 10.
It's in my brain. Megas XLR.
Silver Oak.
Are you timing this?
Time up. Woo. Thank you. Time up. All right. Okay. So that's 0-1-1. Great. All right, let's move on. That's not part of it. All right, you have your question. Go.
Okay.
No.
That's the question.
Ooh, African novelist.
There you go.
Wole Soyinka.
Chimamanda DJ.
I know. Let's go.
Okay, you know what's funny? I don't even read novels. Chris Oyakhilome.
What novel?
Chris does write novels.
Novels or inspirational books?
What's the difference?
I don't read novels, so good. I mean, someone feels. Yeah, I mean, that's not me. Good. Let's have the next question so we can go. All right, so this is mine. It's a Nigerian comedian, Ali Baba.
Oh my goodness,
he doesn't know.
What would I know?
I have Chris.
This
Clown.
Time,
I have Chris Clown.
Chris Bovi. Clown. Lolo One.
La CCLN.
Basket Mouth.
Two.
What?
Time up, bro.
I was going to say those words, but it didn't come.
There's so much. There's Mother Shaggy.
Mother Shaggy, bro.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, I know. But it doesn't still.
1, 3, 2.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's
bad fine. Is winning. All right,
let's do the last one.
It's supposed to be five. You know that. You know.
All right, let's go.
Can we roll over?
read your question.
All of us are going to pay.
Read your question.
AMVC A 2020 nominees.
Bola.
Nominee. Shola Shobowale.
He failed.
Where did we get this guy from? I can go on and on and on and on and on and on. But who is Bola though?
Bola Akambi.
But you just said Bola. Like it could be Bola any Bola. Like.
Funny enough, I did not watch it. So let's
move. Great. Okay, so there's one more. Okay, this is the last one.
This is the last one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that it? Okay.
Okay.
Oh no.
Oh yes.
How?
It should favor me. Favor me.
I think all of us will fail. This is the end of the world.
Let's hear it.
Host from Jamit FM.
Okay. This is my forte. Yeah. I think I'm gonna get it.
Banji.
Cynthia.
Stanley.
Okay.
Stanley is not even a producer. He's not a host. Sorry. Are you sure? Sorry, oh, Stanley. Stanley's not a host. Too bad. Too bad.
I passed.
Dude. Well, we've come to the end of the show.
I was the winner.
Yeah, please, let's give it up for Mbad, please.
Yeah.
Please. Mbad, wonderful. Woo! Wonderful.
That's because we're in Nigeria, so don't worry. Next time, I'll come.
Oh, well, we'll try to be Nigerian, more Nigerian next time, okay? All right, so let's get back to the topic. Is TV really dead?
Okay.
Now, what really prompted this was I was in my sitting room. I actually took a time off and I was flipping through stuff that I could catch up on TV. And for 5 minutes, I kept flipping different channels. I feel I watch like 10 channels in 5 minutes. I wasn't even exaggerating. Like, I was just flipping because I wasn't seeing anything that interested me any longer. Then I'm like, take a pause. What's really going on? Is it that there are no content on TV that people can plug into? Because I remember back in the days where everybody's rushing home to go watch or catch up with their favorite soap opera or TV shows and all of these things. But these days, people don't even give a hook about what's going on TV. So I'm like, is TV really dead or is it just me?
Okay, I don't think TV is dead. It depends on the type of programs you like. Like, me personally, I love wrestling, I love football. So on Saturday, TV cannot be dead for me because there is football, there is Premier League.
So you
League.
Have to wait all through Saturday, you know?
Then even if you're not going to watch that, there is the music side of it. There are different stations. How can TV be dead?
You know, honestly, TV can never die because TV is like, it transformed itself or modulated itself into a cell phone. You can watch basically anything on your phone that you can also watch on
TV. No, but that's what I'm saying. Before we get there, let me ask, how much time do you spend on TV? Watching TV?
Okay, first of all, very funny. We barely have lights in Nigeria, so...
Bust my head.
So, if you're talking about that, let's say... According to the lights, we get lights. But when there's no lights, we're on our phones most of the time.
Guy,
so,
please, if you're listening to this, hustle so that you buy a generator. And you buy fuel.
But sometimes generator will knock.
But how often do you spend? Do you watch TV? Like, rate of 1 to 10 to you.
Okay, Andre. I think I'll give myself a 7.
Seven, yeah. Over 100, over 10?
Yeah, over 10, yeah. There are so many stations there.
I'd say 3 for me.
Wow. You guys, I mean...
You guys are making me feel old.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's just you. Because I don't watch...
But there are many interesting stations on TV.
They are, but I feel before we just continue, I want people... I was on the street and I asked the same question and this is what this person has to say. Let's listen to her. So every weekend, Yinka watches TV. So that means whatever happens in the weekday doesn't really get. So it's just weekend. So just like every one of us on this table.
Okay, like I said, I barely watch TV.
TV.
He watches it on the weekend. I barely watch TV because of either I'm not at home, I'm busy, or there's no lights.
You know, how many of us remember? I remember us remember back in the days where TV used to start up by 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. And, you know, I remember then being in class and craving to skip classes most time just so to watch TV because I feel, there's always something that interests me that I want to go catch up to.
Was it the cartoons?
Yeah, the cartoons. I remember. I remembered. You get it. I remember those times you have channels go, dun, dun, dun. When you hear that sound, you know what is coming next is going to be. Great cartoons or kid movies. I just interest you. Yeah, call me uncle. Yes, I'm old. I'm not even saying that to you. If you meet
Daddy.
Me outside, yes, it's okay. Yeah, welcome my son. All right, so but that's on the flip side. But I really feel now there's really nothing to catch up because we spend most of our time in traffic, and when we get back home, we just knock off and not even care about what's going on.
To be honest with you. There's nothing really on TV.
But you're contradicting yourself.
It's like I'm not speaking for everyone. I'm just speaking for myself. For me, I'm the type of social media person. So basically, social media is not on TV.
Apart from
BET.
So do you think if I feel what you're saying, I feel that if there was no invention of social media, I mean, we'll still go back to TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think social media app and all these things just rub off the time that we spend with the TV.
Okay, basically.
Because everybody is looking for entertainment on the go. I mean, exactly. You and I, we're not in our houses now, and so are so many people listening to this now.
Yes.
They're probably listening to us because they feel, okay, TV is really not that. Let me listen to something more fascinating.
And basically, if you want to read, like, if you get a news, most of the time, they're always, like, practically, like, being on Twitter, things happening on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and stuff like that. So, like, why watch TV when you can actually get the real news?
Quick, source? sharp.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, sorry. But wait, you have to look at it from this perspective that TV is, there are different programs.
Mm-hmm.
Different programs in different channels. Different channels bringing up different types of programs. Mm-hmm. It's comedy, music. So if you want to see a music video, yeah, there's the YouTube part. But mm-hmm. there's the part that I can just sit down, go to Trace TV.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are so many channels. It depends on what you want.
Well, we'll get to the channel quick. But something again got me over the week. I mean, when I saw something on the internet, and I'm like, okay, really. The Minister for Finance, for Information, Lai Mohammed, said that they were seeking for a loan about $500 million to uplift our wonderful NTA. And I'm like, and I said to myself, okay, we want to uplift it to look like what? It went further to say they want to uplift it to look like CNN. And I laughed, just like you're laughing now.
What are they trying to do? Do they want to make it look like CNN? Like get a better, you know, station? You know, like a good building, a good background.
I don't understand
because how much you can use more than $1 million on it. $2 million.
I just feel this is some other ways for them to
embezzle.
I think we should play that what's her name? That embezzle track. I mean, this is another way for them to embezzle. I mean, to just see, because I feel like there's so many things happening in this country and people don't really care about what's happening with NTA. Like, I am the least of person we want to see on NTA and watch.
NTA is when your DSTV is expired.
It's the backbone of your TV.
When if you go to a person's house and it's on NTA,
you know this person is broke.
You don't need to ask.
When you get there, you just say, so you will not ask for, because they will not even bother asking you if you want anything to drink. You just say, can I get water? Because you know you cannot ask anything more than water.
Bro, like, bro, I found out to watch NTA.
Okay.
You don't ask. You don't get any other channel. You just know.
But do you think that this makes sense? Like, do you think that this would?
I don't think it makes sense at all.
No,
because $500 million is like 180 billion naira.
That should go into many other things that's needed. See,
like data is life.
I understand, but that's not even life. Oxygen. What are you comparing oxygen to? Data?
Literally, everybody who is listening to us
go to data.
Like, yeah, like we should.
$500 million should go to data.
Yeah, if we can, there's nothing wrong with we can have. Like, I feel like I went the other day. I was in Ghana. I'm like, Ghana, this is a place who sometimes were literally leeching us. And when I was in the airport, there was free Wi-Fi.
There's a country like that. They had free Wi-Fi everywhere.
I just feel that on NTA, that enormous money on NTA waiting up on.
No, but like, bro, like, take it to data, like, you're actually killing people, because the metrics that you buy for $1 million, if you can share the money in four aspects, there are people on the road that are sleeping on.
But this is a loan, though. We don't know whether they get it. But I mean, I just feel that it's completely,
MTM will not agree. All this other,
yeah. We're gonna get there pretty soon. So another question is, what do you miss the most about when you're back in the day? What do you miss the most about TV?
Oh, it would be the cartoon stations. The cartoon stations were so awesome. The cartoon network of that time.
I'm not talking about on pay TV now. I'm talking about on your terrestrial TV, like your channels, your NTA 2, Channel 5. By the way, I know the song. NTA 2, Channel 5. I'm not trying to sing. I'm just trying to tell you what the jingle was like. For you to know that I am OG like that.
Yo, guy,
put a respect on it.
Papa Banji.
Yes, Daddy.
Okay, so good.
Oh, okay, can I remember? Teletubbies, Twinkie.
It's Teletubbies.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Teletubbies.
Ho. To be honest with you, my childhood was rough. I never stayed at home. I never watched TV. So
really?
Yes, like, I don't really watch TV back then. Even if I do, it was maybe basically Tom and Jerry. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Okay.
It's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Stuff like that. But back in the days, if I should, like, if I'm sitting down right now,
mm-hmm.
and I should think about, I don't think I can remember all
anything.
Anything.
Okay, well.
Okay, Silverhawks.
So coming back to me, because I feel I have like a lot of memory childhood gave me, and I'm treasuring that. I remember, how many of us remember, when did you switch, even before I say, man, when did you start watching, when were you comfortable enough to watch Kissing Scene with your parents? Because I have never been comfortable around my parents during Kissing Scene. I'm sorry, till tomorrow. I think it's just what, it's
not as if they would be comfortable watching it with my children.
it's not as if they would say anything. It's not as if, but each time my mom is in the sitting room, even till now, and I'm trying to like watch TV station where they're having Kissing Scene and blah blah blah. I'm like, okay. It's not as if she would say anything, but I just don't feel comfortable around it. So yeah. If back in the days, if you're watching TV station and you dare not watch MTV Base, because MTV Base in my house is restricted. That's even off. You cannot watch Channel O and all these things because they are showing girls with bum shorts and all this. And if you dare watch it and they catch you, you're on your own. You know what I'm saying? So, but what I miss the most about TV, I mean, so much. I remember days where we used to watch Superstory. You know, it gave us so much value.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered on my street, if you send me any message by 8 o'clock, trust me, I will feel it because I will not. My mind will not be there. My mind is always at home because on my street, I mean, everywhere in my estate, because we stayed in an estate at that time. So everywhere in our estate, play one tune. And it's either it's this wonderful soap on AIT or it's
Diego and Paloma.
Yes, wow. Diego and Paloma, all of these things. And people watch it. So say, don't worry. You can yawn. Just take notes. Like, taking notes. Yeah, like, you understand? Even if you don't have anything to tell your kids. Just be taking notes from us and be using our own life history to tell your kids. But you know what I'm saying?
This life.
You know what I'm saying? So all of these things makes up. You know, people want to catch up with this thing because they were interesting. They were golden. They were
bad.
It, honestly speaking, I watched it because you have to watch it because once they switch that, will you take the remote from them? When it's not safe,
that's
you want
exactly
to.
What I'm saying. I'm not at home because if my elder sister or my mom or anyone in the house just decides to, because I remember there was a show my mom used to. She loves watching that show, The Bold and the Beautiful.
Okay.
Oh my God, you cannot drag.
You dare not drag it with her.
Even if they are showing that they are killing people in our streets on TV, on news, you say, Mom, let's check that channel. She's like, no, I'm watching more than anything. Leave me alone. Just know that you're leaving that woman alone.
No, but I feel that now we just like we said, phone, mobile, I mean, social media has really taken a lot of time and all these things, and it's taking a while. So we have like rich content on the go that people can just plug into. So, but let's move on to the next question that pops into my head is, the monopoly in the pay TV. You know, for over 20 years now, DStv has been there and there's not been a strong competition. And I feel that it's outrageously expensive, I think. You know, but looking at what we have now, I think it's still better. What do you think?
Yeah, I think maybe Lai Mohammed should bring the $500 million to compete. Because really, if you see it, DStv, they've been there since for how many years?
For 20 years.
For 20 years. And if any other station, like any other TV.
Any other pay TV springs
pay
out.
Pay TV springs out. Before they get the money to compete, it will be so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a new TV coming to come and take the right of Premier League and Champions League, all this that made DStv what they are today. The amount they will spend, it will be heavy, very heavy. So I think DStv they've put a stamp.
This is our niche.
The only way you can battle them is if the government can. I think there was one TSTV.
I don't think they rolled out.
You know, to be honest with you, I don't think DSTV is all that strong. I feel people just don't want to compete with it. Why? Because literally DSTV and other, you know, satellite dishes show almost the same thing. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really matter if you have DSTV or if you have GoTV or if you have StarTimes or if you have HiTV. If you want to get a channel that you want, you will still get it on all those ones.
True.
So like, there's nothing really. But the only thing that can compare that can actually battle with DSTV is if you're using Wi-Fi to stream channels.
No, I think what DSTV has is that football.
Right.
That Premier League. There was a year that they gave it to HiTV.
HiTV, yes.
And that year, I know that everybody went for high TV.
And then everybody went for high TV.
And then if you look at it, it's on almost every satellite dish. It's on GoTV. It's on
GoTV is under DSTV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they still stream this thing.
But they stream like one match.
I understand. Mm-hmm. StarTimes streams
I think I don't know for the UCL one because I still watch it on DSTV. The only one StarTimes might be streaming is European League.
So I think it's right. But I don't think it's their fault. And there's a saying, put your money where your mouth is. So if it's going to be if they're going to be having competition, they should come out strong. But you know, all I'm just saying is, you know, it's expensive, man. But back to whether it's expensive or not, do you think pay TV compared to your live streaming on Netflix, on Hulu, on Amazon Prime Videos and the likes, do you think those, because those are quite, they're a better offer than your DSTV or than your pay TV?
No.
Not at all.
Why do you say that?
Why? Because it's really expensive. Even after you pay for a subscription, you still have to pay for Wi-Fi.
Oh, exactly.
And Wi-Fi is not free.
Of course it's not free. You pay $15,000.
Why is Wi-Fi free? Where's Wi-Fi free? I mean, tell me.
Unless maybe you tap into someone else's Wi-Fi.
It's free.
But if it's not, then you're paying $15,000 to $20,000 a month for what? When I'm not even paying that amount on DSTV.
And you still pay for Netflix. Right?
But I feel that how many times, because I am looking at how many times I'm staying in my house. Like, if I'm going to pay DSTV, I'm going to have to say, okay, I'm not going to be in the house for like maybe.
But you can stream it on your phone.
Yeah, I know I can stream. But is it going to be daytime? So I'm going to pay 15,000 naira to pay premium. I'm still going to pay like 5,000 naira for my ISP for data. That doesn't make sense.
But you know you have something at home.
When I get home, I'm all smoked out as hell from traffic, exactly. And then I sleep off. I don't even go.
Well, it's not necessarily you use all your data. It's just the program that you want to watch on DSTV. So yeah. Like, you watch whatever you want to watch, and then you're done with your data. You don't need to
So, but you guys think streaming?
Streaming is expensive, bro.
In fact, Netflix, you don't even pay. They collect. They collect once you register.
I had to deactivate my Netflix because two times I'd not seen Netflix, and I was on the $9 plan.
Two times it just
prompts me. I'm like, you know when you don't have money in your account. By the way, I don't have money. That message just pops up. Somebody has been Netflix. I'm like, are you guys stupid? How? When? What happened? I just changed my mind.
That it's cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper if we have an ISP that will give you free Wi-Fi or free data.
Well, except if you're streaming by night. You know, all this Airtel night plan.
Talk about Airtel more because I want to hear more.
Airtel night plan.
Please, we're not.
Why are you hissing?
I'm not even hissing. We're not even trying to endorse brands here. TV is not really dead as I assume. You know, it's just like you said. It's just dead. You saying or picking what you want. I think everybody just have their own team. But to me, it's still dead. I don't spend much time on TV.
I disagree.
Everyone would do so. was just in bad. Everyone with themselves. Like, yeah. Like I do watch wrestling before. I was like a wrestling fan. Like, but when I started figuring out that it's all staged, stuff like that.
Really?
Please let's not argue right now.
So, but I feel that if we have data, free data, and free data,
so
people would. There's going to be a lot of competition for DSTV because people's mind will not be tuned to. If imagine that I have free data, like
just on free your phone
on just stream and stream whatever I want to watch. Do you think I'm going to pay this thing for? I will go and download. I will watch
but,
and download.
Wait. Where are we going to watch football?
You can
download live.
No, there's a channel for it. ESPN yeah. is there.
Yeah,
it should be cracking.
No, it won't crack. With your Wi-Fi, like my TV back in US, I have ESPN, HBO, 10 sports. I have like 6 or 7 sports channels, mm-hmm. and now we already subscribed to. Then we have Hulu. We have Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon is a different channel entirely on its own. We have Netflix. We have so many, like, we have a bunch of channels that we can watch.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And then there's Wi-Fi for it.
Mm. I think in the US, you even use Wi-Fi mm-hmm. for their...
So there's no Wi-Fi here, and I just feel that instead of giving NTA that money, divert it to our internet and, you know, let's have free data or, you know, let's have something that...
I mean, actually, if Nigeria should... You know, we actually take advantage of things. That's one thing.
So you think if we have free data, everybody... How will people finish it now?
No, but for real.
But I think probably we should probably next time we should probably talk about having free data because this is key.
There are so many people that have invested their time on data. Like, if you have free data, all the Glows, MTNs, all the network.
Yeah, what happened to them?
What happened to them? Selfie time for calls. Yeah, but you know data now. Everybody's like the new 4G.
Yeah, I understand, but not necessarily.
It's all about TV now. So today on this episode, so TV is dead to me, but you guys say it's not dead. But it's fine. You know, I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you guys for coming to the show. I think we should play that game again.
No, we should not. We should ban games like this in Nigeria. We should never play games like this.
Guys, remember when Wilder Wogan?
Did he say Wilder Wogan?
Yes, he actually said Wilder Wogan.
Sorry, wait, chill now. Wait. Hold on, guys. I didn't mean to. It was a slip of tongue. You know that brag of defeat. Before we started this game, Madrid was saying, "Oh, I'm going to beat you hands down," and now he doesn't want to go more because he knows that.
You bragged.
I am the ultimate champion. But it's okay. Don't worry. You're just my boy. Thank you guys for coming to the show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You don't have anything to say. Your reserve is empty.
I'll comment it.
I beg. The reserve is there's nothing in the reserve. It's empty. All right, so thank you so much, Mbad. How can we find you on social media platform?
Okay, you can find me at Mbad_Nation on Instagram, Mbad Nation on Twitter. Do I still use Facebook?
Facebook is dead.
I think that one is dead.
It's activated. All right. So, but your last word on TV. What moving forward? What is your future projection for TV? Do you think people will still sit down to watch TV? Do you think?
No, TV can never die. There will still be programs. There's Big Brother.
Ugh. Oh, God forbid. GBFORBID.
That one.
No, there will still be other interesting programs. Yeah, their mind. So TV can never die.
Sorry, just to bring this up, I just forgot. I just remembered actually. You know, there's some people that can't actually go to cinema, that they hate going to cinema halls watch the movie on the TV.
Yeah, you can just watch it on your laptop. So how can we find you and your final words? TV dead or not?
TV's not dead for me, and you can find me at Reagan_19 on Instagram and Reagan Wakanobi on Facebook and Nelson Rob one on Snapchat. I'm sorry, I don't have a Twitter account.
All right, thank you.
Do you want to say something? you just say Twitter is fake? Twitter gang.
Like,
let's
Twitter
come outside.
Is a gang.
Set our Twitter gang.
Gang. Gang.
Gang. Let's
gang
hashtag.
Too many conspiracies, too many controversies. Like,
no, you know, people who are not that intelligent would hate Twitter. I'm not trying to throw shit. So, guys, it's been a wonderful show. Time it's been a wonderful time on the show.
K.O.
That's thank you so much, man. My name is Banji of Lagos, and you can find me across all social media platforms at Banji of Lagos on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. Facebook, well, Banji or Banji. And yes, leave your review on iTunes at jammy.fm and follow jammy.fm to check out all the great shows such as this that we have on jammy.fm. Download our app and yeah, leave your review. Tell us what you feel about the show. I'm excited. So many things coming up for us right here. And yes, we're also going to be giving out gifts and giveaways to everyone who's a loyal fan of Fans Talk. So yes, till when next I come again, remember to stay tuned, stay true to yourself, love yourself, and let's know what you're talking about. My name is Banji of Lagos, and we are out. Like that. Thank you.